You are listening to the IFH Podcast Network. For more amazing filmmaking and screenwriting podcasts, just go to ifhpodcastnetwork.com.
Today's episode is brought to you by Rise of the Filmtrepreneur, How to Turn Your Independent Film into a Money-Making Business by Alex Ferrari. For a free copy of the audiobook, head over to www.filmbizbook.com.
Welcome to the Director Series Podcast, a show dedicated to deconstructing the work of some of cinema's most celebrated and influential film directors. I'm your host, Cameron Bile. After the release of Fight Club, Fincher's feature career was well established. In theory, he had earned the privilege of never having to return to commercial and music video work again. But unlike a lot of filmmakers who followed this path, Fincher didn't necessarily see features as the be-all end-all of his career. So in 2000, before pre-production to his follow-up to Fight Club got off the ground, Fincher was able to squeeze in a music video for Judith, the hit single from post-grunge rock band A Perfect Circle. Judith is incredibly grainy and grimy, in accordance with Fincher's aesthetic during this period. He incorporates a jumpy film conceit that mimics the nervous, manic energy of Fight Club. Visually, the piece is well within Fincher's wheelhouse, well with his high contrast lighting and cold brown color palette. But what really distinguishes Judith as a Fincher work is its exploration of the artifice of filmmaking. Fincher loves to play with the boundaries of his frame, and here he exposes the weaknesses of film as a recording medium. This is achieved most likely via CGI and post-production effects work that mimics the look of degrading film. Light leaks, scratches, fluctuating contrast, and the drift that occurs when the projected film can't quite line up evenly along the perimeter of each individual frame.
I'm becoming less defined as days go by.
Fincher's only music video during this period was created for Nine Inch Nails' single Only. Fincher had already been associated with frontman Trent Reznor due to the inclusion of a remix of Reznor's Closer in the opening credits to Seven, but this is the first instance of the two men working together directly. Reznor would go on to become a regular composer for Fincher, beginning with The Social Network and continuing on to today. Interestingly, the video is presented in the square 4:3 aspect ratio, but the look is classic Fincher. High contrast lighting, a steely, sterile gray color palette, and a constantly moving camera that gives the simple concept a dose of electric energy. The concept serves Fincher's fascination with tech, with a Mac laptop acting as the centerpiece to this 21st century orchestra. CGI is used to inspire effect in incorporating sound waves on the surface of coffee, as well as conveying Reznor's face and performance via those needle art slabs that were popular during the era. One couldn't go anywhere in the summer of 2013 without hearing Justin Timberlake's Suit and Tie on the airwaves. As Timberlake's own bid for Michael Jackson's Pop Throne, the song's broad appeal couldn't be denied. The inevitable music video for the song couldn't be trusted with just any filmmaker. It was too high profile to go to anyone but the biggest directors in town. Most likely due to their successful collaboration in The Social Network, Timberlake chose Fincher as the director for Suit and Tie, their union begetting one of the better music videos in many, many years. Fincher's visual aesthetic proves quite adept at its translation into the world of high fashion and style. He uses black and white digital cinematography and a 240:1 aspect ratio to echo the polished, sleek vibe of Timberlake's song. While a lot of his earlier music videos were shot in black and white to achieve a sense of grit, Fincher's use of it here echoes the crispness of a black tuxedo against a white shirt. There's a great interplay between light and dark throughout the piece, both in the broad strokes like the dramatic silhouettes he gets from his high contrast lighting setups, as well as smaller touches like Timberlake's white socks that peek out from between black pants and shoes. Despite being primarily a for-hire vehicle for Timberlake and a selling tool for his single, Suit and Tie manages to incorporate a few of Fincher's long-held thematic fascinations. Fincher's exploration of a relationship with technology sees a brief occurrence here, as Timberlake and Jay-Z utilize state-of-the-art recording equipment in the studio, as well as employ iPads as part of the songwriting process. Fincher features Apple products in his work so much more prominently than other filmmakers that one would be forgiven for thinking he's got a secret product placement deal with them. Architecture also plays a subtle role in the video, seen in Timberlake's slick, modern bachelor pad, as well as the Art Deco stylings and graceful arches of the stage he performs on. As his first music video in several years, Suit and Tie finds Fincher working at the top of his game in familiar territory. It's easily one of his best music videos, and will no doubt serve as a taste-making piece and an influence for many pop videos to come. Thank you for listening to the Director Series. For a deeper dive into your favorite filmmakers, go to www.directorseries.net. The Director Series is made possible in large part by our generous supporters on Patreon. Please visit us at patreon.com/directorseries to see how your contribution enables the continued production of video essays and text articles on your favorite contemporary and classic film directors. Thank you.